Time now for this week's quote of the week. In celebration of Canada Day, I've chosen two quotes. They're decades old, but I still feel they're incredibly pertinent. More than ever, when you hear, say, first thing is, the attacks in Alberta, despite its oversized contributions to other parts of Canada through the federal government, I'm talking tax revenue going to Ottawa, compared to what comes back in transfers. By the way, that's different than, I think, a lot of confusion over equalization. No, that's the number one thing that happens to Alberta. Huge tax revenue is going out and not near as much coming back. And the reason is it's a younger population, certainly a population that's working, that kind of stuff. And we've got the federal election in the fall. And I can't believe the casualness still. I mean, I'm on the other side of this from a lot of Canadians. The prospect of further interference by foreign groups, most notably we had in the 2015 election, American environmental groups. And that leads to our quotes of the week. First off, I'm going to go to the founder of the NDP, Tommy Douglas, who said in quotes, "Canada is like an old cow. The West feeds it, Ontario and Quebec milk it, and you can well imagine what it's doing in the Maritimes," end of quote. Let me say that again. Canada's like an old cow. The West feeds it. Ontario and Quebec milk it. And you can well imagine what it's doing in the Maritimes. Next up, Paul Hellyer, who ran successfully for the Liberals and then the Conservatives and back to the Liberals. And he formed his own party in the process called Action Canada. And I could have used this quote, so many different days, but it's the casualness of our federal politicians when it comes to American interference in our elections. In quotes, "The spineless pussy willows in Ottawa are actually helping to condition the Canadian public to accept the surrender of our country, which American forces were unable to accomplish in 1776 and 1812. The spineless pussy willows in Ottawa are actually helping to condition the Canadian public to accept the surrender of our country, which American forces were unable to accomplish in 1776 and 1812. As I said, two quotes from long ago that feel like they're extremely pertinent today. This week's shocking stat is a brief one. The number is $1.5 trillion. That's just about the size of the Canadian economy last year. It's also the amount of student debt in the U.S. And in an effort to woo young voters in the upcoming U.S. election, presidential candidates from the Democratic side, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, have both promised to wipe out all student debt. Come on, you can see how that would appeal to someone who's sitting there with 50 grand or 100 grand or more in student debt. I mean, it's one of the great free lunch offers of all time. It would be available, by the way, to the most industrious students with loans outstanding, as well as the laziest dope-smoking video game-playing students, too. Of course, for the self-described progressive left, work ethic doesn't really have much to do with anything. But there's going to be a lot of people saying right on. But here's the one inconvenient aspect that's regularly overlooked. Whether we're talking forgiveness of student loans or subsidized, even free university tuition, and that is, somebody's got to pay. In either case, loans or tuition, the majority of the money will come from people who didn't or couldn't go to university, a great many of whom came from low-income families and are still at or near the bottom of the income scale. And who's receiving on the receiving end of this promise to forgive the loans? Well, we already know. It's middle-class and upper-middle-class students. They make up 60 to 70% of college enrollment. That's what the progressive left of the Democratic Party is presenting. Let's bail out the middle-class and upper-middle-class students. This is the elitism of the modern leftist. As Donald Trump's victory showed, the Democrats are no longer the party of blue-collar workers. No, it's liberal elites, environmental activists, Hollywood celebrities, and every bit as much middle-class as the Republicans. And when it comes to waiving student debt or maybe subsidizing tuition, they are simply taking care of their own. But it's a great example of people saluting an idea, saying, isn't that great, without thinking it through. I do not think it's right that people at the lower end of the income scale are going to subsidize upper middle class or more students. Time for this week's Goofy Award. I think you should have seen this in the news, but you didn't. I don't think there was any mainstream coverage, but I'm talking about the study published in the Journal of Cleaner Production by Seth Wins, Simon Donner, Stuart Tennyson, Noni Neighbors. They're from the University of British Columbia's Department of Geography. They looked at the flying habits of 705 faculty members from UBC. Now, the authors state that lowering the growth in greenhouse gas emissions from air travel may be critical for avoiding dangerous levels of climate change, yet At the same time, some academics say that frequent air travel is pivotal to their professional success. So the study had a look. In a nutshell, they found no correlation between how often a faculty member flew and their academic success, or their level of productivity, or the quality of the research. But that's not the goofy part. Here it is. In the course of the study, the authors also looked at academics who study things like climate change, sustainability, and wondered whether they have a greater motivation or feel a greater responsibility to reduce their air travel emissions. Now, keep in mind, in 2015, UBC's faculty voted to demand that the university's endowment fund divest itself of oil, gas, coal investments. They stated that, in quotes, immediate actions are required to restructure our energy systems away from fossil fuels and toward clean energy. In the faculty's own words, the most powerful rationale for divestment was moral. Well, it's a tough stretch to imagine that any faculty member studying climate change sustainability at UBC didn't vote in favor of divestment. So what about it? Were they just the predictable, tiresome virtue signalers, all talk, no action? Yes, they were all posing. The researchers found no correlation between the amount of air travel, including air travel that was easily avoidable, and those that studied climate change and all aspects of sustainability is the other. You know, but they all signed that petition, I'll bet. That's so typical. Saying all the right things, mission accomplished, not walking the walk. That's all the time I have. I hope you go out and have a terrific Canada Day weekend.